What should a CEO know? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Rupert Murdoch, head of News Corp, has run full-page apologies for the voicemail hacking incidents that prompted him to shut down his News of the World. But today, Murdoch explained to a committee of the British Parliament that the newspaper was less than 1% of a corporation that employs 53,000 people. And his son James repeatedly offered to answer questions as it became clear how little his father knew.
Please, I can address these in some detail if you would allow me.
I will come to you, Mr. Murdoch, but it's your father who's responsible for corporate governance. I'd like to ask what he knew.
And so the elder Murdoch was asked the big question. Was he responsible for what happened on his watch?
Mr. Murdoch, do you accept that ultimately you are responsible for this whole fiasco?
No.
You're not responsible. Who is responsible?
The people that I trusted to run it, and then maybe the people they trusted.
The people I trusted and the people they trusted. So here it is again. Enron, Lehman Brothers, Washington Mutual. Here, again, is another example of a company too big to control, with a man at the top who has no clue what's going on below him. Governments have given corporations the same rights as persons. But if we're really going to pursue that analogy, then, as with a person, the head is considered responsible for the actions of the rest of the body, even if that body is too bloated to see below its belt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.